Track 6, more news. Blood bikers mark significant milestone. Volunteers who provide a vital service to the NHS in South Devon are celebrating their 350th call-out. Southwest Blood Bikes charity provides a free emergency courier service to all Devon hospitals and NHS sites, and in December 2024 began assisting with medicine deliveries. Since February 2025, they have been helping deliver and courier samples to and from laboratories, as well as vital blood deliveries. Chairman of the charity, Mark Bentley, said, "We have four teams and a fleet of 21 bikes and cars here in Devon. We also work with the National Association of Blood Bikes, so we are able to move items nationwide in relay. I'm delighted that we now provide our free service to hospitals. Our understanding volunteers are doing a wonderful job by helping to make patients' lives easier by bringing them things that they need quickly and to their door, as well as supporting deliveries between community hospitals and healthcare settings. We're always on the lookout for more volunteers, so please get in touch if you are able to help in some way." Since December, Blood Bikes have travelled over 3,000 miles locally, about the distance between Torbay Hospital and Cairo in Egypt. "We are extremely grateful for the support shown to us by Southwest Blood Bikes and their band of volunteers who so generously give up their time in support of the NHS and by assisting their local community."
Lib Dems anger at council audit report. Liberal Democrats have blasted an auditor's report which showed staff at Devon County Council were still being paid after they had left the authority. Exminster councillor Alan Connett says he and fellow councillors were shocked by the discovery. Auditors gave the council a roasting over the failures, which also revealed the council was paying expenses to staff without having the receipts to prove the expenditure was actually made, and travel costs were being claimed without saying what the trip was for. Councillor Connett, who sits on the council's audit committee, said, "I was shocked to read the reports about what is happening at County Hall. People across Devon will be stunned that the council is even failing to check expenses before paying them." The report also showed 78% of claims were authorised without a valid receipt. 77% of expenses claims, totalling £267,000, were authorised without a clear explanation of how it is in line with council policy. In one department, staff sickness absence shot up from 164 days between April and October 2023 to 365 days in the same period in 2024. Checks by the independent auditors showed some staff continued to be paid after they had left the council. Councillor Connett continued, "Thankfully, it is a small number of people who were overpaid when they left the council. However, the worry is that if it is happening in one department, it could be happening unseen in other county hall departments." Councillor Caroline Lever, leader of the Liberal Democrats group on Devon County Council, said, "At a time when every penny really matters and County Hall is demanding more council tax from already hard-pushed residents, we would all expect the tightest of grips on the expenditure." A Devon County Council spokesman said, "While some issues such as non-compliance or scope for improvement were identified, the committee concluded that they are reasonably assured on the adequacy and effectiveness of internal controls and believe there is a generally sound system of governance, risk management and control in place."
The Tynmouth medical surgeries are to merge. Tynmouth's Channel View Medical Group is set to gain more than 5,000 patients this summer as a GP surgery merges with the Teen Estuary Medical Practice. The combined practice will take effect following the retirement of Teen Estuary partners Dr. Julian Squires and Dr. Tamsin Venton at the end of May. Channel View and Teen Estuary GP practices have a history of collaboration, and both have previously worked together on joint projects such as the rollout of vaccination programmes, the development of systems improvements, and a variety of research projects. The practices plan to maintain the opening hours and sites of all six surgeries for the foreseeable future. Patients are unlikely to see any obvious changes to the way they access appointments, the staff they see, or the services they receive in the short term. We understand this change may be concerning. However, we want to reassure you that there will be no impact or disruption on patient care and no changes to the way you access services. We are confident that patients will be well cared for as part of the new arrangement, senior partners from both surgeries said in a statement. Channel View hopes it will be able to combine both GP practice IT systems by the end of July, so patients will be able to request appointments with medical staff across all sites. This will provide patients with greater access to a wider range of services and availability, the surgery explained. The merger comes as the Channel View Medical Group continues to work with health bosses to review options over its future home. The preferred option being mooted is to build a GP practice on the Brunswick Street site that was due to house the Health and Wellbeing Centre. The proposed merger between Channel View and the Teen Estuary is set to take effect in June 2025, once the GP groups have satisfied regulatory requirements and consulted with patients and staff.
Student highlights allergy travel woes. A student from Newton Abbott who has a severe nut allergy has made a documentary highlighting the challenges faced when flying. Libby Evans, 23, is severely allergic to peanuts and has faced serious problems travelling by air from being served food containing peanuts despite notifying the airline to intimidation from fellow passengers. After hearing similar stories, she was determined to raise awareness and push for change in the aviation industry. Now, her short 7-minute documentary, Airborne Allergies, Life on the Line, highlights the struggles people with severe allergies face when flying is available to watch on YouTube. Allergy UK will be publishing an article about Libby's experiences and the project. Libby was 4 when her allergy was diagnosed after her mother gave her peanut butter on bread. She said, "It often feels like my allergy is treated as a dietary choice rather than a serious medical condition. I've been told to wear a surgical mask, cover my head with a blanket, or even leave the plane." She said, "The reality is peanuts and nuts do not need to be served on planes. Passengers can survive an entire flight without nuts, and eliminating this risk would be simple. I've generally found European and UK airlines are more accommodating."